Big.
Shiny.
Goons.
We just saw touch them all, Joe!
Yeah! You beauty!
It's only game.
Hello and welcome everyone to the show that gets people talking about something else. This is Big Shiny Goons and it is episode 21. I'm your host Thomas and with me today is a writer and content creator for ScoreStack. And obviously, and also running kind of some of SB Nation's social, Ramina Shalaz here. Rams, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
It's going pretty well, honestly. Can't complain. Like, we were talking about the weather a little bit before you joined and started recording, and I am not very jealous of the Calgary weather.
Yeah, when you're like, I can't complain. I'm like, oh, I can complain. So I will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, I'm sweating here. I turned off my fan for this.
Oh, I'm so sorry you had to do that.
It's okay.
Anyway, so obviously kind of starting on the peak with ScoreStack, kind of like how do you feel it's going right now? Like just like with the off-season content just rolling out.
Honestly, it's going pretty well. We're all very lazy. So it'll often be like Tuesday, 11 p.m. Like, hey, guys, what are we doing for tomorrow? And then it's like all of us scrambling Wednesday morning while we're all at our jobs trying to get it out. So I think that's if I could say there's one room for improvement, it would be that. But otherwise, it's really good. Like, I love it. It's not like a typical hockey newsletter. I can literally be like, guys, I want to talk about which hockey players have the best asses, and they're all like, yeah, go for it, you know. It's fun stuff, so I'm really liking it, and we're all enjoying each other's company. I hope they're enjoying my company.
Well, yeah, I had Mike on earlier. He was one of the first episodes I had, and we kind of just talked about the beginning of it, so I'm sure listeners, if they wanted to know about the ScoreStack origin story, they could listen to that episode and the gritty origin story of ScoreStack. But yeah, like I just love it so much. Like, I can't praise it enough. Obviously everyone should read ScoreStack, but of how it's just like so much so like different from everything else. Like,
I think that's interesting. I can go on ScoreStack right now and see when the last time you read something. No, I'm so kidding.
I read it today.
It's so funny. I love when people will be like, oh my god, I love ScoreStack, and I'm like, interesting, you haven't even opened anything since April, but whatever.
I know. So it's funny because with this podcast and stuff, like, it doesn't have the greatest audience, so I'm sorry I'm taking up your time with not a very successful podcast, but
no,
like, it is funny when it's like people share it and then it's like I can look at who's listening to from where. I can't listen like IP addresses, but it's like, oh, there's no one from I know where you live kind of thing. Like, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, so that part sucks. Don't worry. This is my own doing coming on here, cuz like months ago I'm like, "Hey, if you ever need somebody to talk about the Jonas Brothers."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just spoil it?
They already know by the title, so it's fine.
Oh,
it's
not that's like a mystery true. Thing. So yeah. Yeah. Well, great segue from me.
Hey, this is a little too early. We still have a ton of ScoreStack to talk about.
Yeah, I clearly listen to your podcast a lot, so I definitely know how it goes.
Oh my god. It's fine. It's very, we'll save that for, we'll kind of, it's a little teaser.
Okay.
For that stuff. Okay. Yeah, but I wanted to talk about the Hockey Hallmark-esque movies that you watch.
Oh, okay.
For ScoreStack. And especially the one that was it like Wayne Gretzky's son was in it?
Yeah, but he so this was my bad. I watched the whole thing in like a few days, I'm pretty sure. Wait, was that a movie or was that a show? I can't remember it anymore. It was a show.
Yeah.
It was definitely anyway, so I went through the whole thing. No, it was a movie. Oh my gosh, I have bad memory. Regardless, doesn't matter. I went through the entire movie. We'll just pretend it was a movie. If not, sue me. I don't care. Okay. So we went through the whole, I went through the whole thing, and I'm like writing notes when I'm watching movies, especially for the first time, like for when I do burn the tape. And as I'm writing my notes, I was under the impression that the main guy was Wayne Gretzky's son. So I kept calling him Wayne Gretzky's son throughout the whole thing. I didn't even like learn his name in the show. So then finally, I already wrote out the whole Scorch Stack thing, and I kept writing Wayne Gretzky's son when I would talk about him. Then after, I just like Googled, I don't remember what I did, but I wanted to Google Trevor Gretzky, who's the guy in it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the main character. I was like, oh, Trevor Gretzky was the guy. He was in it for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, wow, you guys really like milk that Wayne Gretzky's son is in this, hey? So I just put a little disclaimer at the top. Like, by the way, every single time I mention it's Wayne Gretzky's son, it's not, but we're going to deal with it.
Oh, yeah, it was. But his name is on the cover of like the movie.
Yeah, but he's in it for like not even 5 minutes.
But it's not even like, I get that it's the name appeal, but it still has like the, like the Dylan Playfair, like the guy from Letterkenny, like it's enough of a like fame in like the hockey, I guess, fiction world. And it's actually crazy because like also the main character is in Mayor of Easttown, like the HBO show,
and he's in The Society, which is very much a teen show, but I love it. I don't care. And I watch, and the crazy thing is that I have horrible memory. And like, I literally watched The Society, and he was like one of the dudes in it, like one of like the 10 main characters or whatever it was. And the fact that I was watching it and it didn't once click like, hey, this is that guy from The Society. I'm not the brightest. So that's on me, guys.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm sure there was tons of commenters raging about that.
Oh, yeah. I gave it all its marketing, so it's you're welcome, guys.
Oh my god, yeah, it probably saw a little uptick in their analytics and stuff. But exactly. What was like the worst, most egregious thing you have seen? Whether it's like the Mighty Ducks series or that movie, like just a crazy scene that's just like, why is this available?
So I think it was the I have to go on Scorch Stack now. I can't remember the show, but I watched a show before Mighty Ducks that I reviewed on Burn the Tape. And it was absolutely terrible. I did it all in one go. What was it called? It's called Zero Chill. So it's about this guy that gets a hockey scholarship to England, even though he's from like Toronto. And he gets a hockey scholarship in England. Like, okay, yeah. So it was just so unrealistic, and the acting was just, it was really bad. And their last name was McBentley. And they kept calling the guy Mac. Like, even his parents would call him Mac. I'm like, that's weird. Like, if somebody had the nickname, if my nickname was my last name, my dad wouldn't be calling me by my last name. So I thought it was weird. And then like, it was funny because I wrote it all in one go, but as I'm writing it, I'm getting little notes. So in like the first episode, I'm like, haha, how funny would it be if his name was Mac McBentley? But then in like episode 10, they introduced him as Mac McBentley. Mac McBentley. They introduced him when he was coming on the ice. I'm like, wait, is that actually his name? But then I posted that on Twitter at the time, and somebody replied saying that his name was actually like something way different that they found on like some sort of forum, but they never once mentioned that in the show. But anyways, the whole show is just terrible. His sister is an ice skater. He's a hockey player. The acting is terrible. It is so, I don't know. I did not like it at all.
Yeah, that's so bad. Sorry. It's like, it's the whole genre of it, like a very serious, like drama surrounded by hockey is just like, I don't know, just looks so weird. Like, oh fuck, I'm forgetting the movie, but it's, you know who Frank D'Angelo is?
No, I don't think
he's basically like this like real estate tycoon that decided he wanted to be famous. He's Toronto based. And he, like, wanted to be famous and, like, act in a bunch of movies. So we got together and I forget what the movie's called. It might be One Last Save or something. It's a very, like, stereotypical sports story where like a retired goalie is like brought back for one game. It's supposed to be in like the Stanley Cup final, which is just like the stupidest thing. And then like
that's not like even like just like logistics wise, that would not be allowed.
Right? Exactly. And like, and it's so funny because you could easily tell that like, so like an hour of the movie is actual just game footage. It's like the worst filmed hockey game in the world. But it's, I think people found out later it was because he held a charity tournament with like ex-NHLers, like Alexei Yashin was like playing and like Nick Antropov and stuff, was playing in this like charity game, and he filmed it and put it in his movie as like the game footage, so he could say those players were like in the credits or whatever. It's very like Trevor Gretzky-esque.
That's so annoying. I find that those hockey movies are always so unrealistic. Like they try too hard to like say the most like literally go on like hockey Reddit thread, search hockey terms, and just say all those first things that pop up. You know what I mean? Like, and it, with Mighty Ducks too, like it was like they always scored buzzer beater goals. I'm like, that does, like, how often do you guys think this happens? And even like in that one Zero Chill, the one I hated, it was clear they did zero research because the guy was like, oh, they're from Toronto. He's like, oh, I miss those Canada, those Toronto Chinooks. I'm like, you don't get Chinooks in Toronto, you idiot. Like, it's like they clearly did zero research on like Canada in general.
Yeah, it's like calling like assist apples where like no one has done that in like 50 years.
Yeah, I think just in, like... yeah, I think in like the actual review, I even said stuff. I'm like, this is like they keep like trying so hard to just say like such weird terms that nobody uses.
Oh my god. Well, anyways, we have to move from parody to reality, and the reality is that the Calgary Flames are in their off season. I'm sorry to bring them up. It's, well, I do feel, I was gonna bring up the fact that it's like, I think it's the like, it's the most whatever team in like the entire league. Like it's the very like middle ground, like you don't know what they're gonna do and they could do nothing, and it's like it'd be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, they're most likely gonna do nothing. I feel like that's very Flames of them to do nothing in the off season. And it's funny because they actually had more wins than Montreal. Like they were chasing Montreal, but like they had more wins than them at the end of the season. Which, so like, I'm just saying that the Flames would have been in the Stanley Cup final if they had, you know, if they were the fourth team in the North Division.
It would have been 2004, just all the narratives.
Oh, right? I'm like, oh, it totally would have been.
Oh my god. Well, what do you think? Like, do you actually think they're going to do nothing? Or is there like some weird expansion thing that they're going to do?
I think Gio is going to go in the expansion, which is sad to say because I love him, but like he deserves to move on from this team. But I think, I mean, I still have my hopes set very high on them taking Milan Lucic, but they're probably going to take Gio, which is going to shift the whole dynamic, obviously. I think, though, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, the Flames never do any big moves. Like, they did the Dougie Hamilton trade. But, like, what was the last big move they did before that, you know? So, and it was, like, the big move before that was the trade to get Dougie Hamilton. You know? Like, they've done nothing. Yeah. And, like, I did like Brad Tree living for a bit. But it just seems like he doesn't, like, what did he do last season? He got Chris Tanev. Ooh. I mean, you know what? Chris Tanev did, like, exceed our expectations. But still, it's like, oh my god, you got Chris Tanev and like Jacob Markstrom. You did so like huge moves, dude, after like a really bad season. So I don't know. I feel like we're kind of holding out hope for Jack Eichel to come. But sorry. That's us at the Scorchies, you know. But I don't know. I think their untouchables at this point are literally just Tkachuk and Gaudreau and maybe Markstrom. But I don't think they – and maybe Rasmus Anderson. But otherwise, I don't think they have any other untouchables at this point.
Yeah, it's a very team full of, like, mediocre players. But I don't know.
I think Monahan's going to go, actually. I think he'll get traded. If it's not this year, it's going to be next. But I do think – I don't know if – I think they're going to protect him because I don't think they have any other forwards to protect. Like, we were talking about this with Skorstak. We're like, I mean, if they don't protect Monahan, like, literally who else is there to protect? There's nobody. So I think they would protect him just so they can get something out of him too. But I don't think he's staying, like, I mean, last year, if they pull a Montreal and go all the way to the finals, otherwise, I think he'll be gone by the end of next season, in my opinion.
Yeah, honestly. Hey, what if, just crazy thought randomly out there, and it'll benefit both of the teams that we write about, Dumba for Monahan trade, just swap.
You know what? I do like Dumba as like as a person.
He's a Calgary guy, too. He has a framed signed Iggy jersey like in his family
room. I love that. That's so cute. I love that. But I mean, I don't really know much about Dumba. I feel he's like cheaper than Monahan, isn't he?
He's at 6 mil.
Oh, okay, so that's the same actually.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
The perfect swap.
There you go. This is an armchair GM podcast, but I do want to. Sorry.
I was just gonna say I can't wait for Willie Nylander to come home. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
He's coming home.
Yeah, he'll just hang out at the hospital he was born at, and then that's it.
Okay, rude. But
sorry. So you brought up Dougie Hamilton, and obviously he's a free agent. So I do want to get your opinion, your expert Hamilton opinion about where you would like to see him go.
Because
it's not going to be Calgary.
I would like him to see him come hang out with me. And go to a museum with me. No, the thing about Dougie is I feel like he's been so underappreciated by every single team he's been on. And I don't know why. I have no idea. And it sucks because he's like genuinely a nice dude and he's a great defenseman. Like, I don't know why this is happening, but I don't know. I hate to say it. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be now, but I think he will eventually go to Toronto.
No.
Like, not now, though, and I will hate, like, I don't think he'll go this off season, but I think eventually he's going to go to Toronto when they have some more space.
Yeah, he'll be one of the old guys, like a Spezza.
Exactly. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about this year. I would like to see him on like a very middle team, like Minnesota, you know? I wouldn't mind him on a middle team.
Yeah.
Like a team that's kind of just there, like they're not really in the spotlight. Like you sometimes forget about them. You know what I mean? Sorry. Like, no offense.
It's fine.
Evolving Wild Twins. Love you guys, but let's be honest. Minnesota is a very forgetful hockey team.
And I know that like so many Flyers fans are like wanting him so badly, and they have the room for him. So
they are. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have the room for him, but I think like reports came out earlier that like their GM was just said no, like not interested. Then they want Seth Jones instead.
So. Oh my god! First of all, I actually don't mind the Flyers, so I wouldn't mind him going there. And the Flyers are not like What is up with their? Who is their GM? He's not very good. I remember like there was stuff happening. Like, a lot of their players want... what's going on with Nolan Patrick? Apparently, he wants out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stuff's going on there.
Yeah, anyways. Anyways, let's move on to the first segment of the show. Kind of get rolling here.
The first segment's been, like, 30 minutes. No, okay.
Wow. The first official segment.
Oh, the first segment. Dude, I'm so tired.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Anyways, Rams, just tell the audience what you're checking out, what you're listening to lately, I guess.
What I'm listening to lately. So I get into these things where I'm either, it's hard because sometimes I'll just listen to an album on repeat for like 3 weeks. And that's currently what I'm doing. And it is the Bo Burnham album. Have you watched the special?
Yes, I've watched it once.
Yeah, so I've been listening to the album. I was so glad when he finally came out with the album like a week after, but I've been literally listening to that on repeat. And then because of that, I've been listening to a couple older songs from Bo Burnham. And then I've been listening to some more like comedy albums. So like, I really like Garfunkel and Oates. So I've been re-listening to their late, they haven't come out with an album in like 5 years, but I've been re-listening to like their music. But yeah, I get into these little like phases where I'll just like, sometimes I could listen to the Legally Blonde, the musical soundtrack for like a week straight. Or I sometimes when I work, it's either I'm listening to like today an R&B or like a soft, like a chill R&B playlist on YouTube. Or I randomly had this in my recommended and I would never be this type of person, but I dig the vibe. The videos are things like, oh, it's like 1920s music, but you're listening to it from the other room and it's raining outside. I don't know. Like you, it's hard to explain, but like once you listen to it, you're like, oh my God, this sounds like it's playing from the other room and it's raining outside. And it's just, I don't like 1920s music at all. I would never listen to that like willingly, but it's when I'm working, it's honestly, I love it. That's all I listen to.
It's so. like environmental sound.
Like yeah. Recordings. Yeah. I remember in high school, like I love like chill music like that. I remember I used to always just only listen to The Weeknd when I would study because he used to have like his older albums were very chill, very, very soft and like chill and slow. And I really liked that, especially when I was studying back when I was still in school. So, but I mean, I don't really listen to him. I don't know. I liked his older stuff better. Now I'm just kind of going on a tangent about The Weeknd, but anyways, okay. So that's what I'm listening to Bo Burnham's album. That's what I'm listening to.
Do you like actively listen to it or just like put it in the background kind of thing?
I think when I go on like my walks and stuff, I listen to it. If I'm listening to something in the background, it's usually I put on like songs that I don't know because I feel like otherwise I'll just like get too into it. But it's songs I don't know. So like, again, I'll play like maybe like today in R&B on Apple Music. Sorry, I have Apple Music. I don't have Spotify. Oh my God. But yeah, I'll listen to that or I'll listen to like what I was saying on YouTube, like the 1920s from a different room music, like something like nice and chill, but I don't have to think about it. And like, I don't really know the songs. So I'll usually do that.
Yeah. And it kind of works for like, works for working kind of thing. Like it's very atmospheric, kind of just puts you at ease music, right?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
What are you listening to?
Oh, I've never had a guest ask what I'm listening to.
Oh, so. I'm the best guest you've ever had. Wow.
Yeah, easily. So yeah, like, yeah, Mike didn't say anything. He didn't ask
any questions. Yeah, I was just about to say, take that,
Mike.
He just wanted
to talk about, law dispute, just whatever, all the time.
That Mike, I tell you.
Yeah. I don't know. I am listening to. Oh, there's one thing I'm listening to is Glitterer, which is a band, from the lead singer of Title Fight, which was like an emo kind of like post hardcore band. That I like listened to like so much through high school, and then the lead singer I really liked, and then he has put out two albums, and I didn't even hear about them until like a couple months ago, and I've just been nonstop listening to them, and they're just really good, kind of away from guitar based drums kind of stuff, and more like has some keys and kind of like cutesy keys, but
oh right, you're a music major.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I know. I can't. It's like I can't
I'm
talk
like,
about
it's
like
so chill, and you're like the keys and like the different guitar line.
No, it's not. I'm not trying to seem like this. I don't want to be like this.
You're not. Don't worry. I'm just being an ass.
No, it's okay. But yeah, like yeah. Sometimes at this podcast, we go like 20 minutes and talk about like the musicality of albums, or sometimes we talk about like, this guy said this thing and it's funny or whatever. So
oh, okay. That's fine.
It's chill. Whatever. It's just like, yeah, like last episode we had Zoobs on and he just talked about how like it sucks to be old because he didn't realize the album that he talked about was 20 years old and he just had like a midlife crisis.
Aw, yeah. Zoobs. We love wrestling brain over here.
Yeah, exactly. Wrestling brain. Anyways, how do you like discover new music, like other than like the recommended tab on YouTube? But
honestly, that's hard. I actually don't know. Sometimes like it like becomes popular, like I don't know, with like you know, Cardi B, sometimes you'll just randomly hear it in videos and you're like, oh, okay, I guess, like, or like it comes out on YouTube, like the music video or something. Mm-hmm. Usually it's just through Apple Music. Like Apple Music does tell me like what's new, and or like it'll be like this week's top hits and like hip hop and stuff like that. I usually find out that way. I don't listen to the radio like a whole lot because I'm not in a car all the time. But if I am in a car, that's another way. Also through TikTok. I mean, I learn new music from there all the time. But yeah, usually just like from Apple Music will tell me.
Yeah, like in TikTok, it's so funny because it's just like, it sometimes digs up old music too.
Like, right? I know, like
a Mitski song is like now the like a really popular sound. It's like that. It's like a like 8 year old song,
or like Dear Maria from All Time Low.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, it, like they just randomly blow up, and it, I love it though, because like even like All Time Low, I used to listen to them in like junior high. So,
do you have like cross bangs and just like?
Oh no, it was mainly like my sister lights. Was. Oh, okay. No, my sister was mainly like a bit of a scene kid, and I was just okay. Like, oh, my sister would be like, oh, we're going to the mall because they're playing at the they're playing at Hot Topic or something. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And she'd be like, do you want to come? And I'm like, sure. And there was like another band. Oh, what were they called? I think their name was like Ill Scarlet. And I saw them. Do you remember them?
they're from Whippy, like where I'm
oh,
from.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I met them. Now, I have a picture with them. Now you gotta find out.
Now I gotta find out, because that might be...
I don't know a single song by them at all. I could not tell you.
They're from, they're from, like, Southern... They're from GTA, so...
Oh, is there a Mr. Saga? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I regret that immediately. Literally immediately.
Oh, my God. What was the one song... Oh, fuck. Now I'm... Oh, it was Mary Jane. It was like a very like, I remember listening to it. And I was like, they're talking about weed.
Like, oh my God, are you allowed to do that?
I was also like grade five. So
okay. So yeah, okay, that's so funny that like Mary Jane was about weed, because I remember watching the Scooby-Doo movie as a kid, and then when you know when like the girl introduces herself to Shaggy. And she's like, I'm Mary Jane. And he's like, that's like my favorite name. As a kid, I was just like, oh, I guess he likes the name Mary Jane. But then like as an adult, I'm like, oh, that's why it's his favorite name, because he smokes pot all the time with Scooby. You know?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is funny how you like realize that stuff later. And it's just like in songs and movies or whatever, but a lot of anything.
Yeah, like Britney Spears, If You Seek Amy. I remember that came out when I was like in junior high, and everybody was like, oh my God, she's saying F-U-C-K-me. Yeah, it was crazy. We're like, oh my God. How promiscuous.
Promiscuous girl? What are they talking about? Oh my God. Jesus, what is Nelly Furtado doing?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, what's he up to these days?
I mean, we could extend this podcast, and it'll just be a research.
It'll just be looking up different artists, wondering what they're doing. What they're doing.
Really, like, old Canadian artists. I don't know.
I have no. Oh, there's an article that came out in April 23rd this year saying how Nelly Furtado became. No, not that. But the title is Nelly Furtado's disappearance from music. And the sad event that caused it. Okay, we don't need to get into that right now. That's okay. We'll look into that later.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't have to be depressed. We have other pressing issues to concern ourselves with. Like the album that you chose to talk about. And Rams, could you please, we're moving on. If this is my segue.
Okay.
Can you please tell the audience what album you chose to talk about?
So, it was a very hard decision, but ultimately it came down to my emotional connection, and that is A Little Bit Longer by the Jonas Brothers. Came out in 2008. It features 12 songs, and it has those hit classics like Burning Up and Love Bug. Yeah, that's it. So it was very close between that one and Lines, Vines, and Trying Times, which came out, I think, a year later. but because I think A Little Bit Longer has like those bangers, like Burn It Up, obviously, and Lines, Vines, Trying Times. It doesn't really have any bangers that like I feel like people remember now, that they're like, oh my god, that's a classic Jonas Brothers song. But I feel like all of the songs are like very good, whereas like A Little Bit Longer, it has like some songs that are like, oh, this rules, and then some songs you're like, I would have forgot you were on this album. But I chose that one because I have an emotional connection to it. I saw them in concert and they sang this song. I was 13 years old. Me and my cousin went to see them, and at that point, no artists came to Calgary. I guess it's because of the Saddle Dome, actually. I read about that one, that apparently it's not like the way it's shaped, because it's a, can we swear?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Because it's a fucking cowboy hat, and it's shaped like a cowboy hat. Is it? I thought it was a cowboy hat.
Why is okay. It called the Saddle Dome?
Okay, can you delete this part from the podcast? No. I'm joking. But apparently, it's a cowboy hat, I swear.
No, it's no.
Whatever, sorry. I'm ESL, okay? Anyways, so apparently, it's not very good for music. So, like, for the sound system. So a lot of artists would not come here, and they would only go to Edmonton. So me and my cousin, our poor mothers, not only got us concert tickets, but they rented a hotel room in Edmonton for that night, drove us the 3.5 hours there, and me and my cousin were yelling Jonas Brothers song the entire way there. So I'm the whole reason that I am pro-choice, because of me personally. Because of what I was like as a teenager. So I went and saw them in concert, and I, 13 years old, I shaved my entire body for this concert. I don't know what I thought was gonna happen, but if you went to a concert featuring men that you found attractive as a teenager, mm-hmm. and you didn't shave your entire body, you are lying. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Like when I saw Under Oath when I was 13.
There you go, exactly. Yeah. And this, I remember, so the song A Little Bit Longer, this is actually so funny because Nick has diabetes, and he wrote that. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let me just say, this isn't me being disrespectful to anybody with diabetes, but like, so Nick wrote this song because one day his like blood sugar was low, I guess, and literally he just like ate a granola bar and he was fine. But he wrote this song, I guess. Like, and like, he always, I remember, like, people would always say this. He always made it seem like he was going to die because of his diabetes. So, like, a lot of people were like, I used to, like, walk around with, like, a granola bar or an apple in my purse just in case I ran into Nick Jonas and his blood sugar was low and he needed it. Like, he really made us think he was going to drop dead at any minute. And yeah, and I have like a video on Facebook still of him singing that song while playing the piano. So it's very near and dear to my heart.
Is it like very grainy, like 2009? Like,
oh, the video. Oh, absolutely. Old digital camera. It's not good. And like, I didn't know how to take a video, and obviously I was like trying to scream. Like at one point in the video, you can hear me and my cousin, so we yell I love you, Nick, and then other people started cheering, and then in the video you hear us say, oh my god, we started that or something. It's so lame. It was so lame. The Jonas Brothers.
Oh my god, that's great. Mm-hmm. I love those like art, like it does. So I'm right to assume that the Jonas Brothers was like your artist pretty much like your whole teenage years, like
you know what, no, I will say it was mainly my junior high years, because so I think that's why I like this album more than the other one, because, well, I mean, they have more, but I meant the other one that was the runner-up, Lines, Vines, Trying Times, and because this one came out while I was in junior high. So that one came out when I was in, Lines Vines came out when I was in grade 9, and like then I was going into grade 10, so I was going into high school. So I'm like, okay, you know what? New school, new me. Nobody needs to know that I have this huge Jonas Brothers obsession. That's for children, not for me anymore. I'm a grown woman. So I think that's why I like the other one more too, because I was just more into them. And like everybody in my grade knew that I loved the Jonas Brothers. It was a thing. Like I used to write peace, love, Jonas on everything at the like end of Facebook statuses, even at the end of school assignments. Like my teachers were like, God, I hate my life. But I don't like, I don't know why I did that, but I did. And I used to join these like oh my God, I even tried looking this up today and I couldn't find it. Like this is how deep I was in the Jonas Brothers fandom. But so they had this one like, I don't know, like a bass player or a drummer. I don't really know. And his name was Jack Lawless. And I remember we used to like make pages for them, for like the other people in the band. And so one was Jack Lawless is flawless. And I even tried looking that up and I cannot find anything about this Facebook group.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was deep in there in those junior high years.
I mean, at least they're like wholesome people, I think. Like that was except their image Kevin. Anyways, right? He's married.
Screw you. Have you ever watched Married to Jonas?
Okay. I was gonna get to that eventually.
Oh, I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
I've actually watched them it all the way through twice.
Oh my God, I've never even watched it.
So a little bit background is that my little sister is
blame it on your little sister. Sure.
The second time through wasn't because of my little sister, but the first time. So my little sister like is very obsessed with Jonas Brothers and like still is, like just most recently spent like over $1,000 to meet them, like in their most recent tour. I think it was like 2019.
Relatable.
Yeah. So obviously just and like cries all the time about them and stuff.
Aww.
It's a nice little like just fandom, I guess. But it's like, it's very like, I remember her forcing like the whole family to sit down and watch the debut of Jonas, their show.
Oh, Jonas. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Did you, so you watched it too?
No, I think we're talking about two different shows here.
No, there are two. So Married to Jonas, like the reality show, right?
Yeah,
and
then
then Jonas, so, yeah.
Yeah, I watched Jonas. I did not like it because Nick was flirting with another girl in that show. I hated it. That's why I cannot watch Camp Rock 2. He flirts with some girl in there. Yeah.
Was Kevin your person?
Excuse you? That is literally the most offensive thing you have ever said to me. Obviously, it was... Sorry, I guess I didn't say, but Nick was flirting with another girl in Jonas. Okay. And he flirted with another girl in Camp Rock, too. Was Kevin my person? Are you kidding me? I'm
Kevin
literally about to hang
person?
Up right now. Honestly, so you know what's funny? There's a really big Kevin girls to lesbian trope.
Oh.
I have found, because a lot of them used to not be attracted to any of them, but then they're like, well, I have to be attracted to one, so they picked Kevin because they felt bad. So a lot of them are lesbians now. Well, like they've always been, but you know what I mean,
right?
Yeah, but no, Nick was, I was a Nick girl, but I did really like Joe, but he was just like, I think that's why I didn't pick their very first album, which I think is just called like Jonas Brothers, because Joe just like needs to chill out. He was very intense. Like if you watch any music video from like 2007 or 2008, he is very intense. His eyes, like watch the SOS music video and you will know exactly what I'm talking about. But he just needed to calm down a little bit, Joe. But I think that's why I liked Nick more. And I'm pretty sure it's also like, oh my God, he has diabetes. This poor guy.
You know? Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny. So let's talk about the album a little bit of like the music and stuff. Because I do feel like when you first mentioned this album, the first thing that came to mind, like looking at the timeline and stuff, I do feel like this was the big, like their first album after like they got very, very popular.
Right.
Like it was like the other one, like Jonas Brothers, like the self-titled one that was before this, the in 2007, kind of like went with their trajectory. And then this one was like, everyone was paying attention to them. And then this, and then they released this.
Yeah.
So
I
then,
think,
but
yeah,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, yeah, I think that first album, I totally agree with you. I think that first album came out, and that's when their music videos were coming out too. So that's when people first started to see them on like the Disney Channel. So that's when I learned about them. And then I think like I listened to their music, but then the one that came out while I was a fan of theirs was a little bit longer. So I think like that's what probably happened with quite a few people.
Yeah, like, and it's probably, it kind of like went through this, like them as stars kind of thing, because I'm sure like everyone has heard the backstory of the Jonas Brothers, of like just three guys playing in church and playing in those the church band stuff, and then like, oh, we're brothers, we like to play music, and then yeah, and then kind of starting on this stuff. But it did like go then seep into like TV and movies and with Camp Rock and Disney Channel stuff, so it kind of just went all together in this like very personable package, I guess, that attracted a wide audience, I guess.
Well, yeah, they were very I think it was actually like somebody heard Nick in a barber shop sing, and that's how like they got to where they are. But their dad was like, I think he's like a priest, and but yeah, they were like good little church boys, and like they sang in choir at church, and then they like they wore purity rings, you know, so it's like all of these. Actually, that reminds me of the story in grade 9. So I was 14, keep that in mind. Me and these two girls were at, it was like an English class, and me and these two girls were talking about the Jonas Brothers. We're all like, everybody's talking amongst themselves at their desk. It was like some work period. And me and these two girls were talking about how we would marry Nick Jonas just to fuck him because he had a purity ring. But, and then our teacher stopped the class and was like, hey guys, I know everybody's talking amongst themselves. I just want you guys to all be aware that even though everybody's talking, I can still hear your conversations. And we're all like, oh no, she definitely heard us talking about this. So just wanted to bring that up.
Thanks.
So that was cool. Love that. Yeah,
that's a good good relation to the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my god. Do you remember your first listen of this album? Kind of like the first full listen you had?
I wish I did, but I don't. I think at that time, though, like it was like through LimeWire. So I'm pretty sure I had to or I think I probably bought the album. Like I went out and bought the CD from HMV or something, you know. But yeah, I wish I could remember my very first listen through, but I don't. I think I remember more when I first saw the Jonas Brothers on the Disney Channel. Like I saw their music video for SOS and that other one, like Hold On, I think. Like those first music videos, I remember that more than this album.
Was that like your first like exposure to them? Like how did you generally hear of them?
I think it was through the, because at that time there wasn't like social media. Right. I think it was like Facebook was just becoming like a thing. There was Nexopia. Like that's all the social media I had. but I think it was just like I saw a music video on the Disney Channel and I was like, oh, who are these guys? Like they're cute. And then I heard a couple songs. Like it would just play in commercials. And then I think I went on like, I don't know if you've ever used Google videos, but I use that to watch music videos, not YouTube, because like YouTube was still new, because this was like 2007, so YouTube was very new. So I would literally go on like Google videos and like search them, but then YouTube got like way more popular in the next year and like Vevo came out or whatever, so like every music video was on that. So then that's like, that was fine, just going on YouTube and listening to them was fine there. But yeah, I think it was just through the Disney Channel, and then they had a website, so I'd go and visit their website.
Yeah, that's kind of, you just reminded me of Google videos, which is crazy. Because that was like before Google bought YouTube.
Yeah,
and like Google videos. Whenever you'd search something, that'd be the first result. And you'd usually like skip it or view it sometimes. But it's like, yeah, that would always be the first result. And it'd be this like really weird layout. Oh my God, that's crazy.
I know. That's, and like I made, I literally made a MySpace account just for them, because I knew that they would like post their new music there. Right. So I made a MySpace account specifically for them.
Oh my God, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, like, do you still listen to this album like today?
Honestly, no, not until like sometimes like when you're like, oh my, like if I was at a club and they were playing Burning Up, I would go crazy. But I'm not like sitting down like in my leisure time listening to this album. I did listen to their new album that came out, what was it, last year, the year before? I listened to that one. What is it called? Happiness Begins. I listened to that one. I like actually listened to it all the way through, and I would listen to like Only Human and what other song? Cool. I like that song. Happy When I'm Sad was good. Roller Coaster. Like I would listen to those songs all the time. Like just like part of my like shuffle, you know?
Well, yeah. And like, it is funny how like they did this like rejuvenation kind of like got back together kind of thing. Like
I think Kevin needed money. Ago.
Yeah, probably.
That's the whole reason. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a bunch of kids, you know. They needed to pay off their weddings.
Exactly. Kevin needed to pay off all the debts from Mary to Jonas that he owed.
Yeah. Was it on E? Like, was it or Bravo?
The only time I ever saw it was somebody posted a clip of it to Tumblr. And it was like, how is this a real show? And it was Danielle, his wife, was like, she just got home. I guess she was like at some bridal party. I don't totally know. But she was very tired. And he was like, I wasn't feeling good in the studio today. I felt like my melody was off. And she's like, can I just go change into comfy pants? He's like, Danielle, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm upset. And like, that was the whole thing. And she's like, can we talk about this later? I just want to put on some comfy pants. And I was like, that's the only clip I have ever seen from this show. That is it.
Oh my God. Now I'm embarrassed to say that I've watched it too much, but I do. So the funny thing about that show is also like, I think I remember distinctly moments where it seemed like Kevin wanted to appear as like a very like hard worker, like handyman. Like, and he's totally like, it comes across as like someone trying very hard to like do lawn work or something. Like, I think I remember one episode where he had to replace a tree or something.
Oh, is it like, oh, I'm not rich. I can do things myself. Yeah. Look, I'm just like you.
Okay. Yeah. Like it's very like, oh, let me do this landscaping or whatever. Like, oh yeah. Like, but then in the background, there's probably like 10 like workers just waiting for him to get out of the way. it's just so funny with that stuff. But
well, did you watch the Jonas Brothers documentary on Amazon Prime like a year ago, I think?
I did.
I actually didn't watch it like all the way through or anything. Like I watched bits of it, but like I did kind of feel bad for Kevin, you know, because he like talked about how he always kind of felt like the outcast of like Joe and Nick. It was always like Joe and Nick, right. And he was like the outside guy, you know. So I did kind of feel bad, but at the same time it's like, dude, didn't you say you would vote for Trump? Like, this is what you get.
Did he? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he came out and said like,
I haven't heard any politics
from him. I think it was like back when like in 2016 during the election, and he said something like, I don't think he outwardly said he was voting for Trump, but he said something that you're like, oh yeah, you definitely voted for Trump. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember somebody like quote tweeted that tweet saying, this is why Nick and Joe never let you sing or something. And then his daughter looks like Ted Cruz. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's a very nice young lady. She's like 10, but she looks like Ted Cruz.
Kevin Jonas' daughter. Oh, literally. Kevin, oh my God. Kevin Jonas' daughter, Cruz. And then the first thing is Ted Cruz.
And then I see another.
Oh my gosh, she does look like Ted.
I'm telling you. And then I love that there's another suggestion that says Kevin Jonas' daughter has beef with Priyanka. Okay, Priyanka, this is like a 10-year-old. You have beef with a 10-year-old? Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, doesn't she look like Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Jeez. Oh, I was going to say something. I forgot. Now I'm just so distracted.
We're so distracted by Kevin Jonas' Ted Cruz looking daughter.
Oh, man. There's something about the document. Maybe? Oh, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
I'm so sorry.
Anyways. No, it's okay. Is there any final word you want to have to say on the state of Jonas Brothers? Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you go. It's okay.
Okay, I was just going to say, all I was going to say is peace, love, Jonas. Sorry,
That is a really good, like, final word.
Well, I'm sending you this link. I'm laughing very hard at this. It's just like a very awkward photo of Kevin Jonas, and it says, everything about Kevin Jonas makes me uncomfortable.
Oh my god. Oh, it's literally. Oh my god. I can't even find it. What did you send me?
Wait, it's in the chat, in like the Zoom chat.
Yeah, yeah. Why is it not?
Click the link.
Oh, I did, and it's just taking me to like a meme.
Oh no! Okay, I'm gonna have to save the photo now and just send it. Okay.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. This is saved on your hard drive.
That's. Oh yeah, this is my work laptop too.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, I'm gonna keep it on forever.
It's okay. On my work laptop, there's like random like. Hockey photoshops and stuff because I have Photoshop on that computer but not my other ones.
I totally get that, like I have Photoshop and Premiere Pro and everything on this laptop, yeah, but I don't have it on my personal laptop, so sometimes if I need something I just use this one. Did it save as? I can't even find it. They don't want you to see this photo.
Oh my god. Anyway, so one last question is, where do you think the Jonas Brothers will be in like 5 years?
What's your prediction? The Jonas Brothers can never break up because they're brothers. Right. They'll always come back together, I think. So I think eventually, I think they probably like this album they came out with, that's it for now. But I think if any time like one of them just like needs some money or, you know, they just want to be relevant again, all they got to do is come out with an album and they know that they can profit off of girls in their 20s, off of our nostalgia. They know it. Very smart move on their part. So I commend them for that. But yeah, I think they won't come out with anything for a bit. And then maybe in like 3 years, they might. But I mean, they all are doing their own things. Like Joe has his band, DNCE. And then Nick had his solo stuff. And then he was also like a judge on a show. And, you know, he was like doing his thing.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like what I could see is like them waiting a while, like 10 years or something. And then doing like a reunion-esque tour, like Backstreet style, like a very boy band style kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. And they would do pretty well for that. Also, I just sent you it on Twitter. But yeah, they would do pretty well in 10 years.
Oh my god,
He looks like an alien. That's the only way I can describe it.
I wanna like put this as like the episode cover page.
Oh please, it'll just a photo of Kevin.
Or you can, so confusing.
Or you can put a photo actually this is better, but I was gonna say if anything you could put a photo that because I used to Photoshop myself in photos. Well, I say Photoshop. It was not Photoshop, it was like probably just MS Paint. But I used to edit photos of me with Nick Jonas trying to make it look as real as possible. They were not very real. Like everybody knew, like it was a joke because everybody knew it wasn't real. So it was like funny, but it was also, yeah. So if you need one, I would say go with this Kevin one, but if you needed an alternate, I can provide a Photoshopped version of me with Nick.
Just like very like obviously just penciled in you beside him just standing on stage.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of people gave me crap for it, but it honestly like looked okay. No, not like that. Like mine actually didn't look that bad. Hold on, I have to find one now. I mean, like it, you know. Don't get me wrong, it was bad, but it wasn't like too. Like, okay, here I got one. Let me save. Oh, this is also being saved. Oh, I can't save a photo. It's making me save it as a web page. What is this?
It's okay.
Okay. Oh, just kidding. No, we're good. Oh, I got this. Okay. But yeah, that's where I think they'll be. But I think they're all doing fine on their own.
Yeah. They're all doing their own stuff. They're cruising off royalties and stuff and like famous wives, I guess.
Yeah. And like even their younger brother says that he's just living off nepotism now. Which, like, good for him. Like,
what is he doing?
He's pretty cool. He's on TikTok. Actually, I really liked him. And he was very cool and fun on TikTok. And everybody loved him because he was, like, so different than his older brothers. Like, he's very much a Gen Zer. But then somebody came out with this story saying how they went on a date with him. And he was basically bashing poor people. So now I'm just very like iffy about it. Yeah, but he for those like couple weeks that he wasn't like that, I loved him.
Yeah. It says in his Wikipedia that he's an alcoholic and he's 21, so
that's aw, that's pretty sad.
Oh my god.
See, it's not terrible.
Okay, I have to tweet that out with the episode, so
please do. But no, I think, like, do we want just a photo of Kevin or do we want this one?
Just both.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, anyways.
I literally had to like brighten up my face so much because like look at the arm, that's not my arm, and it was so bright and I kept brightening up my face and it was just, it looks like, look at my forehead, it's so much lighter than the rest of it was
God.
Just not, I was trying very hard to adjust the lighting on this photo and it wasn't working.
Jesus. Okay, well, mm-hmm. Anyways, let's move on to the final segment of the show. Oh my god. Anyways, Rams, could you tell an audience what something to check out to wrap up the show? Like a movie, book, podcast, article, anything that you're checking out that you think people should do after they listen to a little bit longer?
That's a tough question. I think they should rewatch New Girl because that's what I'm doing.
Oh.
And I'm okay. Selfish and I'm a narcissist. And I think everybody should just do what I do.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, not that you're a narcissist. Sorry,
oh, okay. Yeah, I totally see that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I haven't watched it all the way through. I think I've caught like a couple episodes. But yeah. Is like, it's really good and rewatchable.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying rewatching, because I remember when I watched it, there were some funny scenes in it. And now that I'm rewatching it, there's like other funny scenes that I don't remember like finding funny the first time. And now because I've watched it, it's like just like a nice little show to even have like in the background or whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, like it's just like something that's just, sometimes you need that like just background noise. And it's a show that
exactly.
Like you already watched all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that seems like a good, a perfect one. Anyways, thank you so much, Rance, for coming on the show. Where could people find you and your stuff?
Find me on Twitter at Rams Reboot. Find Scorch Stack on Twitter at The Scorch Stack and scorchstack.substack.com. Subscribe to us and listen to Big Shiny Goons and listen to Wrestling Brain.
Perfect. And listen to Scorch Stack podcast.
Exactly. We have lots of episodes.
We've been on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can follow the podcast at big_shiny_goons. Please rate and review and like and subscribe and all those things. Hit the thumbs up button. I don't even know if there is one, but hit it. And yeah. You can follow me at No Salary Retains. And yeah, and just check out Jonas Brothers. Check out the Jonas Brothers. You might not know.
Guys, have you guys heard about the Jonas Brothers before?
It's crazy.
You should check them out.
Oh my god. anyways, thanks, Rams, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a great time.